All right, that, you'll find that with there on Handkerchief Records, which I thought, first of all, the record company name deserves 5 stars for starters. Hanky Records. And that was Winston and the Dominoes, and let's twist again. First time I've heard that, I was dynamite. That was so bad, it was delicious. That's about the best way I can put it. I shall be playing that quite regularly and seeing if people can really do the twist. Because that separates the men from the boys, as you demonstrated, Tim.
Separated him, and
You really looked good when you were dancing the twist to that.
Quite regularly, yes.
It shouldn't work.
That shouldn't work at all, should it?
No, I mean, the idea. But it does.
I mean, will we have rock around the clock cha-cha to follow, or perhaps reggae and shout?
It's all going to twist back, it'll all reverse there. You get boogie on, twisty woman, and that's
yes, right. Right. Jailhouse Rock Waltz, you know.
By Donald and the Quackers, right,
yeah.
Graham.
Yeah, I thought that moved the art of the cover version into a totally different league. As a matter of fact, I was given that one for Christmas.
If I
find out who
I prefer it. I mean, the one big drawback of the twist revival that's going on at the moment is that twist rhythms are so incredibly boring. And in fact, I find a reggae rhythm infinitely more attractive, so they can reggae them all up, as far as I'm concerned. I much prefer it.
Quite seriously, here on the 26th, a Boxing Day, a birthday, a first time
really
stereo.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
What's his name?
Oh, what was his name again?
The other fella. That was tremendous.
Happy birthday to
you. That is very kind of you. Here we all sipping our bubbly.
Of course you're sipping.
And I did want to ask, where do you go from here? Where do the goodies go from here? You've finished an album, which means it must be the kind of the peak period of the year. The television's going full swing. What are your sights set on over the next 3 or 4 months?
World rule.
Taking over the globe.
You mentioned earlier, we do want to do a stage show and we want to do a feature film. Basically,
I accept. Yeah. Carry on.
There's a part for you, all of them. The feature film is more difficult because we've been made a lot of people have wanted to make goodies films, but they've been sort of rip off money, you know, sort of bung in a quick goodies film and everybody will go to it, hopefully. But we don't want to do that. We need more money than a domestic film can make. It's got to be a world market, and that's what we would like.
Any
millionaires listening, we want to make a film for the world.
I missed the plug. Yeah, now, record-wise as well, we have done a heck of a lot over this last year, and we feel, in a way, almost too much, you know, that we want to do just slightly less. We don't want to stop.
Just retire for a year.
No, we don't want to retire, because we enjoy it.
We do have a plan to bring back the EP,
Mini LP. We'll bring the Goodies Greatest B-Sides, the slightly naughtiest.
Could it be 25? 5 or 6 or perhaps 4.